Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, Shaggy and Scooby. We all know and love these famous animated characters throughout the decades they've been on the air. But have you ever wondered what's going on behind the scenes to bring these characters to life? Who are the people behind the microphones who provide these icons with the voices that make them stick with us all through our lives? I'm Gage Broderick, and I'm here to answer those burning questions and shine a spotlight on those who almost never appear before your eyes. This is the show to come to when you're watching a classic cartoon or hearing a commercial and think to yourself, I know that voice. Welcome to I Know That Voice, where we grab voice actors by the shirt and drag them from behind the microphone and into the spotlight. This time, we'll be talking about a personal hero of mine and another Canadian voice actor! Though his resume is a bit less varied than some others we've covered on the show, his is a voice that has echoed through generations, mostly for one specific role, but my God, is it a role? The heartwarming voice of the leader of the Autobots, Optimus Prime, this is a dive into the career and life of Mr. Peter Cullen. Peter Claver Cullen was born in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada, on July 28, 1941, to American parents Henry and Muriel Cullen, whom he grew up with alongside his three siblings, Michaela, Sonny, and Larry Cullen. Larry, in particular, a former captain of the United States Marine Corps, has a special role to play in Peter's career, which we'll discuss later. From all accounts, Cullen's childhood was a fairly standard one. At what age he decided to pursue a career in acting is seemingly not well known, although he did eventually become part of the graduating class of the National Theatre School of Canada, which he graduated in 1963. This education certainly helped when Cullen began a career in voiceover, notably appearing in the CBC radio comedy series, Funny You Should Say That, in the recurring segment Les Angelis. The segment was about a French-Canadian man named Giles, whom Cullen portrayed, and his English-Canadian wife, Penelope, who was portrayed by fellow Canadian actor Joan Stewart. Though he is mostly known for his voice work, Cullen did have some on-screen performances under his belt. Cullen would portray another French-Canadian character, on camera this time, in the 1969 children's show The Buddies on CFCF-TV in Montreal. In this goofy series, Cullen portrayed the astronaut Commander B.B. Latouk, where he played opposite American actor Ted Ziegler.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is my beautiful son, Bibi Latouk, there?
C'est Bibi qui parle. It's me, Mama, it's Bibi.
Oh, Bibi, you sound so fatigué, so tired.
Oh, yeah, Mama.
Pourquoi, mon amour? Tell me, tell Mama. Why are you so tired?
I don't know. I haven't slept in 5 days.
Cullen would also appear on camera when he, along with Billy Van and a returning Ted Ziegler, would regularly feature on the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour from 1971 to 1974. Throughout the late 60s and early 70s, Cullen would hone his voice skills as a radio announcer, notably in his hometown of Montreal on the then-named MOR station CKGM, doing the overnight and weekend swing shifts. From 1967 to 1969, he was the announcer for the Smother Brothers Comedy Hour. Cullen's career and life would change completely when he decided to audition for a role at a casting house in Burbank, California. The role was for a children's television show about alien robots that could turn into cars, trucks, planes, and all sorts of different things, called The Transformers. Cullen read the character breakdown for someone named Optimus Prime, who was the leader of the show's heroes, the Autobots. He had his heart set on getting this role and saw it as, in his words, the opportunity of the year. This is where his older brother, Larry, comes back into the picture. With Larry's military background and him recently returning from Vietnam, Peter heeded his brother for advice on the role, and what his older brother said to him stuck with him for the rest of his life and landed him the role.
It's a story that I've told many times, and maybe some of you have heard it, but it's a story very dear to me, and it's the truth, and it happened. My brother Larry, a captain in the Marine Corps, had returned from Vietnam. He was a decorated Marine, and Bronze Star with V and a couple of Purple Hearts. And we were sharing an apartment, going through a difficult time in my life, when Larry came down, and it was about 1984, and we were, as I said, living in an apartment together. And he would always take a little interest in where I was going every day, because I was a grunt, as the Marines would say. You know, if you're a ground trooper, you're a grunt. Anyway, Larry's 13 months older, 5 inches taller. But we're 13 months apart. We were very, very close. So he said, "Peter, where are you going today?" He said, "Well, why, you need the car?" He said, "No, I just want to know where you're going." I said, "I'm going to audition. I'm going to be, I'm auditioning as a truck." And he said, he did the same thing. And so I said, "But Larry, he's a hero truck. He's a hero." And his face got somber and he said, "Peter, if you're going to be a hero, be a real hero. Don't be a Hollywood hero type with all the BS and all the yelling and screaming and trying to be tough. Be strong enough to be gentle." "Okay, Larry, yeah." So as his voice is ringing in my ears as I'm driving to the audition, and I read the copy, and Larry is just coming out, his voice, the way he talked to me. And it said, you know, "I'm Optimus Prime." No, it was, "My name is Optimus Prime.
Autobots, transform and roll out."
Cullen would quickly learn from his agent that not only had he received the role for Optimus, but also for another main cast member, the rugged soldier Ironhide, whose southern drawl was apparently inspired by a real-life friend of Cullen named Smokey.
"Now, if my detectors can only find that Cosmo, whatchamacallit, was that fast enough?"
The show would run from 1984 to 1987, with Cullen remaining a part of the cast from beginning to end, voicing numerous characters. Cullen has stated that Optimus Prime is his favorite role he's ever done, and based his performance directly on his older brother. Even with this love and inspiration for the character, Cullen, nor the executives running the show, had any idea of the character's popularity with children. A fact they soon learned when the Transformers hit the big screen in 1986, which saw several main characters of this children's cartoon series being gunned down in droves, including Optimus Prime himself. This caused a severe backlash from children who had just seen their hero get killed in front of their eyes, with kids being taken out of movie theaters in tears, and one child even infamously locking himself in his bedroom for 2 weeks in sadness. A torrent of letters from kids and parents soon opened the eyes of the showrunners of the mistake they made. Apparently, Cullen himself wasn't even aware of the controversy until the studio told him they were bringing Prime back. The producers would see to it that the Optimus Prime character was revived at the end of the series, though the cartoon would still be canceled shortly after. But hey, the thought was there. Cullen's role as Optimus Prime would go on to be the one he is most known and respected for, with many actors emulating his gravitas in their performances of the character. However, 2007 saw the release of the first live-action Transformers film, and after reportedly attempting and failing to acquire Liam Neeson for the role, the producers sought out the man who brought the character to life, and the world was gifted with hearing the true Optimus Prime once again.
"My name is Optimus Prime. We are autonomous robotic organisms from the planet Cybertron."
Obviously, Cullen holds the character of Prime in very high regard, and has continued to voice him whenever possible in numerous films, cartoons, and video games. Even at the age of 81, he lent his voice to the character in the franchise's 2023 theatrical release.
I do not want you going to that drive-in theater anymore.
His role as the character of Prime would also see him be presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences in 2023. Though Cullen is best known for his work as Optimus Prime, he has had a number of roles in various other productions. Possibly the most notable would be his many roles as the character Eeyore in the Winnie the Pooh franchise.
Thanks for inviting me over, Pooh Bear. Guess you couldn't get anyone more interesting to come serving leftovers, but I'm already cheered up. See?
He would also perform the role of many characters in another 80s robot franchise, Voltron, including the series narrator.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil.
He would also have some vocal roles in various Hollywood films, albeit most of them were uncredited. To my personal surprise, he provided the animalistic vocalizations for the title characters in 1976's King Kong and 1987's Predator. His impressive skills with these performances put him on par with fellow Transformers voice actor Frank Welker, who I've discussed in a previous episode, and who portrayed Optimus Prime's arch-rival Megatron. Despite this, the two of them are lifelong friends in real life. Most recently, Cullen has lent his voice to the Amazon Prime superhero series Invincible, in which he portrays the wise, sage-like character Thetis.
You're a Viltrumite?
No, I am something much worse. I am the only Viltrumite to ever rebel against the Empire. At least, until you told me about Invincible. Alan, I need you to go back to Earth and bring Invincible here. He is the key to turning the tide of this war.
Today, Peter Cullen doesn't get as many roles as he once did, but has stated that he will pick up the phone and perform Optimus Prime whenever asked, anytime, any day. He has four children, Clay, Angus, Claire, and Pilar Cullen, along with three grandchildren. He's also a devoted fan and supporter of NASA, and as such sees the interaction between Optimus Prime and second man on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, in 2011's Transformers Dark of the Moon, as one of his proudest moments.
And from a fellow space traveler, it's a true honor.
The honor is mine.
Peter Cullen remains one of the most respected and loved voice actors of the last and current millenniums, and even as he reaches 85 years of age, his love for the craft and the characters he has brought to life shows no signs of stopping. I'm Gage Broderick, and thanks for joining me on the show today. Take this as a reminder to never let go of your dreams, because as Optimus Prime himself says,
hang on to your dreams, Chip. The future is built on dreams. Hang on.